39 before we move on. Let's pause 10 seconds for station identification. 10 for an ID. This is Badger Basketball from Learfield.
WFHR Wisconsin Rapids, 1320 AM and W248DE, broadcasting at 97.5 FM.
Trying to pick today's Old Dominion best in the game. The return of Max Klesman was going all out, drawing a couple of charges, 9 points, seven rebounds for Max here this afternoon. Old Dominion Freight Line works hard to be the best in the game and is proud to be the official freight carrier of Wisconsin Athletics. 3:50 to play, Illinois 56, Wisconsin 39.
The Badgers started off the second half shooting at a high rate, 7 of 9 from the field, 4 of 5 from beyond the arc. They had a 35-34 lead at that point, but since then they just haven't been able to muster any stops at one end or shots at the other. 2 of 8 from the field, 0 of 5 from the three-point line.
Yeah, it was tied at 37. Meyer had hit a 3 to give Illinois a 37-35 lead, and then Chucky drove to the cup. And then it was 37-all, but from there, the 19-2 run was underway for Illinois. Matthew Meyer, a career-high 26 points. Chucky Hepburn, the only Badger in double figures. He has 10. It'll be Illinois basketball, and the Badgers will put on the press. At least they'll show it. Inbounds pass to Epps. Hepburn with them defensively. And Epps will get it across half court. 3:40 to play. This crowd was ready to erupt, but Illinois got them quiet as it has reestablished firm control of the game. Matthew Meyer against Gilmore, high on the right. Meyer with 8 to shoot. Meyer way above the three-point line, 4 to shoot. Meyer with a shot fake, now leans in, tries a 3, missed it short. Jordan Davis the rebound for Wisconsin. Pinned along the sideline, but gets the pass away to Wall with 3:13 to play. Hepburn against Terrence Shannon. Chucky throws to Gilmore at the top. Gilmore feeding Wall left side. Tyler dribbles off the left wing. Little spin move. Left block up right hand. Good. Nice move from Wall. 56-41 Illinois. 2:58 remaining. Jaden Epps for the Illini through the center circle. Illinois trying to beat Wisconsin for what would be the sixth consecutive time. Meyer throwing to Hawkins, top of the circle. Hawkins feeds Gilmore, right lane line, or against Gilmore rather. Now it's Epps on the right side. Epps against Carter, 5 to shoot. Epps crowded by Carter, a bounce to Hawkins, turn around baseline jumper is good. Coleman Hawkins with his first bucket of the game, 58-41 Illinois, 2:25 to play. Hepburn for the Badgers on the right side. Throws to Jordan Davis, feeds Klesman, rotates to Gilmore left wing. Gilmore with a pass for Tyler Wall, top of the circle. Ball for Klesman. Left side three on the way is good for Max Klesman. That's his second three, and the Badgers using a timeout. They had two, now they have one. 58-44 Illinois with 2 minutes and 9 seconds to play. We'll hold it here. And Greg Gard using his 60 right now.
This is about as well as we've seen Max Klesman play all season long for Wisconsin. His five previously was 13 points, which he scored against Kansas at Marquette. But he's just done everything here today from the start to kind of lead this team with just his hustle and his defense. He's done everything possibly he can to keep Wisconsin alive.
And this team really just has to find a way to keep the chin up right now. Let's see if they can put on a flurry in the last 2:09. Next game will be Thursday at Ohio State. And then a week from tomorrow, they host Northwestern. And then another two-city trip after that. They'll be at Penn State. They'll stay on the road. They'll play the Nittany Lions on a Wednesday night. That's February 8th. And then from there, they'll move on to Lincoln for a Saturday afternoon matchup on the 11th against Nebraska. The ebb and flow of a season. This is a low ebb for Wisconsin right now. Put on the press, 2:09 to play, 58-44 Illinois. Matthew Meyer will inbound. No one guarding him. Gets it into Jaden Epps. Covered by Hepburn. Epps goes behind the back on the dribble and takes it across half court. 2 minutes to play. 14-point lead for the Illini. Jaden Epps just rocking the dribble outside the center circle with 15 to shoot. Bounces for Terrence Shannon. Right of the wheel. Loops it to Hawkins. Gets it to Shannon. And they'll say deflected out of bounds by Klesman. 7 to shoot. And now Brad Underwood, we use a timeout. 7 on the shot clock, 1:46 on the game clock. 58-44, Illinois.
It may help next week. They'll have a few days off before they have to return to action. This has been a totally unforgettable week, starting on Monday and carrying through today. So they could probably use some time to ponder a little their future and what they have to do next.
Maryland leads Nebraska in the first half, 29-24, about 4.5 minutes remaining. Ohio State playing in Indiana tonight.
A couple of desperate teams maybe in Columbus next week.
Yeah, Ohio State has really been struggling. And these are teams right now that are, you know, bubble type of teams. It's still January. So today's game marks the halfway point of the Big Ten regular season. So there is time to get it fixed. An important game for both, though, on Saturday in Columbus. Here's Meyer fading, flipping right of the lane. Around and out, no good. Tyler Wall, the rebound. Outlet to Hepburn. A minute 40 to play. 58-44, Illinois. Chucky, a little crossover on Shannon. Drives to the goal. Layup good for Hepburn. Good burst from Chucky. 58-46, Illinois. A minute and a half to play. Presses on. Inbounds pass, Jaden Epps. Epps against Hepburn. Epps on the dribble, a minute 20 remaining. Epps gets it across. Hepburn trying to get into him a little bit. Now the double from Gilmore. Open man Melendez left of the lane. Feeds Hawkins. 15 to shoot. Minute 10 to play. Gilmore then with a foul out of the floor. That'll be team foul number 9. A 1-1 coming up for Illinois with a minute 10 to play.
When you look back when this game started to get away from Wisconsin, it was 38-37 Illinois when Epps hit that three and it was followed up by a Melendez drive and dunk. And that's where they started to get a little separation. So you look at maybe their role players, you want to call them that. Epps and Melendez had a big role in this late run.
1-1 for Jaden Epps, and he will earn the bonus. Doesn't get to the line a lot, but is good when he does. 20-24 now. Mesijan comes in for Jordan Davis. A minute 10 to play, 59-46 Illinois.
Probably a type of game, too, where Underwood can build on the fact that they didn't have their leading scorer at 100% in terms of his production.
And that's when you're hot, right? You get a big pick-me-up, a career day from Meyer. Both free throws are good. 60-46 Illinois. 105 to play. Here's Hepburn and a whistle off the ball. Melendez getting tangled up with Connor Sejan, I believe. Yep, it is on Melendez, his first. Sejan will get a 1-1. Well, Illinois looked to be in dire straits earlier this month. Sitting 0-3 in the Big Ten. And to the credit of Brad Underwood and his team, they've turned it around as the first free throw is good for Connor. One more coming. This will be 6 out of 7 wins for Illinois. And on the other hand, it will be 6 out of 7 setbacks for the Wisconsin Badgers. Second free throw coming up for Sejan is good. 60-48 Illinois. Offense, defense now. Sejan will check out. Davis is in. 12-point lead for the Illini. 104 to play. Matthew Meyer against the press. Inbounds to Epps. Gets out of the double team to Meyer. Meyer glides to the front court. Under a minute to play. Meyer goes into Hawkins. Left block. And he got fouled. He tried to double him. And Max Klesman reaching in. That's 2 on Max. 57.5 seconds to play.
This game can be another learning experience for Connor Sejan. I mean, when you take a look at the two games that Illinois has played defensively against,
yes,
the season's been clinic. They're just taking him out of his any type of a comfort zone.
And when the looks are there, it's just one of those days where he hasn't knocked him down. There have been two or three occasions he's had pretty good looks. Double bonus for Illinois as Hawkins will miss the first free throw. And Sejan back in for Jordan Davis. 60-48 Illinois, 57.5 seconds remaining. Coleman Hawkins with the second free throw, and that's no good. Rebound Tyler Wall. Now Hepburn with 53 seconds. Let it fly, Chucky. Yep, he'll drive it right of the lane. Steps back, fade away, baseline right jump off the rim, no good. Hawkins a rebound out of his hands. It was knocked away. Klusman inside. His shot attempt knocked away, and a whistle and a foul inside against Wisconsin. And we go to the other end for a 1-1. Carter Gilmore with his third foul, and with 44.2 seconds to play, Coleman Hawkins back at the line for two, 60-48, Illinois. Coleman Hawkins this afternoon with 4 points but nine rebounds. And he misses the first free throw.
One thing that can bode well for Wisconsin as it gets prepared for Ohio State next week, we saw a different Chucky Hepburn in the second half here today.
Yep.
Kind of the return to norm for Chucky with 12 points in this half. 5 of 8 from the field, 2 of 3 from the three-point line.
Second free throw is good. And, you know, right now with the way this team is going, you got to try to build on what you possibly can. A siege and leaning and a desperation three is way short and out of bounds. Oh, a little check the box for Connor Esiejan. Everybody knows how dangerous he can be, and Illinois has defended him really well today. 30 seconds to play. And Shannon throwing to Hawkins, got away from Gilmore. Hawkins on the right side, gives it off to Shannon. And we're down to 20 seconds remaining. 16 on the shot clock, 61-48, Illinois. And the Illinois fans here in Madison come to their feet. Travel pretty well to those Illini fans. Shannon right of the lane and lost it out of bounds to Wisconsin with 7.5 seconds to play. 61-48, the Illini. Inbounds pass to Hepburn. Chucky with 5 seconds to play. Hepburn front court. He'll hoist up a three and he'll hit it with 1.2 seconds to play. 61-51 Illinois, and now the Illini will hold the ball. Time runs out. And the winning ways continue for Illinois, and the struggles continue for the Wisconsin Badgers.
It's just so remarkable about this type of competition, how quickly the momentum can swing from one side to the other. The Badgers put together a heck of a stretch in the second half where they outscored Illinois 12-2. It was a stretch in which Chucky Hepburn came to life, hit a couple of threes, scored on a couple of layups. Place was alive. It was rocking. Wisconsin led 35-34, and they traded a lead, as you mentioned earlier. It was a 37-37 ball game when Crowell picked up his fourth personal foul. So now you've got to reinsert Tyler Wall with four personal fouls.
Yeah.
And I'm not saying that's the reason why Illinois went on a run, but
you
got to look at that.
Changed the complexion of the game.
It did.
Yeah.
I mean, because that was their massive run.
Yep.
The Badgers didn't have any answers defensively and couldn't do anything consistently on the offensive side of the floor.
Well, certainly you salute Illinois, too, for answering. The crowd was into it. Badgers had the lead and the mojo on its side. And then Matthew Meyer with a career-best 26 points to lead the way for the Illini here this afternoon. Final score, Illinois 61, Wisconsin 51. We're back with the Wisconsin Ford Dealers postgame show in a couple of minutes. This is Badger basketball from Learfield.
Olivia from Washington. Laid off and trying to keep our little kids from realizing that mommy and daddy haven't eaten in a while.
Roger from California. I'm grateful we could afford our son's surgery. I'm nervous that now we can't really afford food.
Daniel from California. Choosing whether to pay the rent or pay to fix the car to get to work doesn't leave us with much at all. Now we can't even pay for meals.
Donna from Louisiana. The storm just hit, and we went from donating to the food bank to needing it.
Keisha from South Carolina. I've been skipping meals so my two kids can eat, but filling up on water doesn't really work.
Hunger is a story we can end. End it at feedingamerica.org. Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
To help you prevent wildfires.
Dude, I've got this. I've been camping since I was 5 years old.
But I am a camping influencer.
You know what? I'll bet you $5. Assistant Smokey, what is the best way to put out a campfire?
To put out a campfire, drown with water, stir, drown again. Then make sure the fire is out cold by feeling with the back of your hand.
Wait, really?
I'll take the $5.
Learn more at SmokeyBear.com.
Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
It's time for today's STEM tip. Okay, you know recycling is important. No one wants plastic in the ocean. Here's a cool way to repurpose a plastic bottle. Build an awesome terrarium. Cut a large plastic bottle in half and fill the base with sand, pebbles, potting soil, and your favorite plant. I chose an African violet. Put the top of the bottle over your base and place it in the sun. Your plant will grow sealed in its own ecosystem. Fun, right? Learn more at SheCanSTEM. A message from the Ad Council.
Badger basketball has been brought to you by your Wisconsin and UP Ford dealers, inviting you to visit your local Ford store or buyfordnow.com. And by Fabic Cat, your cat equipment dealer throughout Badgerland. Welcome to the Badger post-game show.
Boy, the game was tied at 37, and from there, Illinois took control en route to a 10-point win over the Badgers today, 61-51, a career-high 26 points for Matthew Meyer. Jaden Epps with 13 for the Illini. Dane Danger, 9 points and 8 rebounds, 6 points for Terrence Shannon. And on down the line for Illinois, 5 for Coleman Hawkins and 2 for R.J. Melendez. Max Klusman with 12 points and 8 rebounds for the Badgers. Chucky Hepburn with a team-high 15 points and 5 rebounds. 9 for Tyler Wall, 5 for Carter Gilmore, and 3 points for Connor Recege. And also Stephen Crowell, 7 points and 7 rebounds.
When you're able to land someone like a Matthew Meyer with all of that experience, national championship experience at Baylor, makes such a difference. You take a look at the last two road games that Illinois has played at Minnesota. Meyer had a double-double, 19 and 10. Today, he's their leading scorer. You've just got that veteran's presence where, as a Terrence Shannon gets into early foul trouble, no big deal because someone else will pick him up. And then today, it was Meyer. And they've had that type of production now during this stretch of games where they've won, what, 6 of 7?
6 of 7, yep. And we've seen the Badgers through the years have very much that same formula. But right now, they are just mired in a horrendous slump. They've lost 6 of their last 7. They shot it much better in the second half. Actually, they matched Illinois, both teams 13-24 in the second half. But a big Illinois run after the game was tied at 37. That spelled the difference in the game. Illinois wins it 61-51. More of our Wisconsin Ford Dealers postgame shows coming up. This is Badger Basketball from Learfield.
Wisconsin sports are superior. Last season, Badger basketball was number 1 in the Big Ten, football number 1 in the conference for total defense, and hockey still one of the best of all time with 6 championships. At UW Health, we're no different. We're proud to also be your home team with number 1 rankings, like number 1 for orthopedics in Wisconsin, ready to treat any sports injury, and number 1 hospital in the state, delivering award-winning care every day so Wisconsin can keep on winning. UW Health. Remarkable.
What they want is the silver lining, and they want a promise kept. When something really bad happens, that's when, you know, you absolutely present a West Bend versus maybe another carrier.
An independent insurance agent describes the silver lining.
What I'd want you to know about West Bend is that you have a partner, and you have a partner that cares, that's built on strong values, and in the event that something does happen, you have a promise that will be kept.
West Bend, the worst brings out our best. Visit thesilverlining.com to find out more.
Mr. Baseball Bob Uecker and his pal Tony.
What in the world are you doing, Bob?
Well, I'm dressing up like an elf, Tony, so I can play in the Usinger All-Star Game. Never played an All-Star Game, and I figure this is my best shot.
Don't you think you're a little too tall to be an elf?
That's the beauty of this outfit. It lets me walk on my knees.
How are you going to bat from your knees?
Hopefully better than I did standing up.
I guess you've never been known for your bat.
Oh, heck no. And you know what? I'd rather be known for my brats anyway. Usinger's famous sausage. Now that's a Hall of Famer.
You got that right.
Hey, Siri, what's a shouse?
That's okay, Siri. I got this. A shouse is a building with the secure storage of a clary shed and the living space of a house. Combine the two and you get a shouse. We have so many options to create your very own shouse. Design your custom layout and choose from beautiful color and accessory options, all bundled with the industry-leading quality and warranty you expect from Clary. Visit clarybuilding.com today.
Bedroom too hot? Basement too cold? A MyDia ductless system is the perfect solution for room-by-room comfort control without the headache of a major renovation. As you look for ways to maximize your space, MyDia can provide you with a customizable solution to meet your needs. To learn more, visit MyDiaMidwest.com. That's M-I-D-E-A Midwest.com. Proud partner of Wisconsin Athletics.
Rail Transport is a proud sponsor of the Badgers. Based in Wisconsin for 60 years, Rail offers truck drivers a variety of driving jobs earning top wages. No CDL? No problem. Get paid to get your CDL with Rail's premier on-the-job paid training program. We're also seeking top talent for driver and customer support positions, including maintenance technicians. To see all the career opportunities at Rail and how you can take home more and be home more, visit rail.jobs. That's rail.jobs.
Our Wisconsin Ford Dealers postgame show continues as Illinois pulls away in the second half. A 19-2 run, the big difference there when the game was tied at 37. Illinois never threatened after that big run. 61-51, your final score. The Illini for the game, 43% from the field at 22-51, 6-20 from the arc, 11-18 from the foul line. The Badgers, even with that 54% shooting in the second half, they were 18% in the second half, so 33% for the game. So the offensive struggles, it's just been wildly inconsistent at best. 9-27 from the arc and only 7 free throw attempts, making 4. Illinois a plus 6 on the glass. Second chance points even at 6 in this game. Badgers end up with 9 assists, 9 turnovers, 7-11 for Illinois.
We've seen Illinois at its low and at its high, its current high. And the one thing that seems to have happened is that under Brad Underwood, these players have accepted their roles, and they play them very well. They execute their roles. Epps is now in the starting lineup, second game in which he has started. And he gives them just a little bit more offensive punch without Sky Clark and without Sincere Harris really being an offensive threat at this point in his career. But Harris is a terrific defender coming off the bench, and that's a nice option to have if you're a head coach. Plus, Melendez is also a good defender, and we've seen that really to the nth degree in how he is wrapped up Connor Asijan. And Asijan admitted after the first meeting that gave him fits. He just couldn't get away from him. He's just more physical. Mm-hmm. That's something a freshman like Asijan, who looks like Bambi in the forest at times, running around on the floor, is going to have to learn from, and he will.
And their defensive efficiency numbers are top 25 material, talking about Illinois. I was talking with Stephen Bardo at the half, and I think to me, one of the big questions in this league, and it's been there for a while, as you know, everybody starts to do bracket projections and how many teams can get in the tournament. And for the Big Ten, the big storyline is, can this league perform better? Illinois kind of strikes me as a team that can play various ways. And that's to me, that's a difference maker. We talk a lot about matchups when you get into the tournament. And the less you talk about that with your favorite team, the better. You want to be able to be the last team in this league to win a Big Ten title was Michigan State 23 years ago. It could play any way you wanted. It hated to play slowly, but it could. And it could get up and down. I mean, I'm not saying Illinois is a racehorse team, but I think it will guard you well enough. And when they're on their game, the Illini, I think, can match up with a lot of teams well.
It's a good point that you raise. In fact, during the broadcast, you mentioned that in the Big Ten wins this year, the 5 Big Ten wins prior to today, Illinois was averaging around 75 points. So you look at that figure, and then you also look at the fact that they hadn't scored more than 66 in their 4 Big Ten losses, and you figure, all right, the formula is pretty basic. It's simple. Hold Illinois into the 60s, right?
Yeah.
You've got a good chance of beating Illinois.
And you did.
Well, you did, but it still wasn't good enough because they said, okay, you want to throw rocks at us, we'll throw them back at you, and we'll see who's standing at the end.
Because they can guard. That's the difference maker with the team that Brad Underwood has right now. And the Badgers, they've been known as a really good defensive team. The Illini, according to our stats, with a point per possession. You'd like it to be less than a point in terms of what you're doing to the other team. In Wisconsin, you've got to be able to score, and the Badgers 0.8 per possession, and you're not going to win doing that.
Now, we've already talked about some of the players who factored into this win for Illinois. I mean, Terrence Shannon got into foul trouble, so he was a non-factor, but Matthew Meyer with a career high. Coleman Hawkins was in a big factor today. Epps was off the bench. Melendez was. And the one guy who probably is not going to get any attention all season long, but plays as big a role as anybody on this team, especially given whose shoes he's trying to fill, is Dane Danger.
Yes. No,
right?
Yeah.
Think about it, because, I mean, nobody felt like Illinois could be able to move on without Kofi and be the same team, and they haven't been. They haven't been the same team that they were with Kofi, but Danger gives them a lot of production in the middle.
He does, and when they go to into that spread, he's at the high post. I mean, in a nutshell, without getting into too much technical stuff, when they talk about the spread with Illinois, it's two guys on the slot, two on the wing, and then Danger, in this case, at the high post. You cut off of him, you get your actions that way. And so he's a guy that you're not necessarily running stuff for specifically, but he can clean up the mess. And he's a, you know, he's a 10.6 rebound a game guy. He had 9 points here today and 8 rebounds, and he's good. They have to play different. And Kofi Coburn was you know, just a dominant force. And Danger, I don't know if I would call him a dominant force, but I call him really good.
6'9"
and a rock solid 270. And then they could also go five out with different. They could move Hawkins to the five, and they can play a little bit differently. So that's kind of to my point a couple of minutes ago. They could play a couple different ways. And they're hot right now. The question is, can you sustain it? Can you be playing your best ball when the calendar not just turns from January to February, but on toward March?
Yeah, and we're going to ask that of every team in this league.
Yeah, including this one, that hopefully this Badger team is getting through its tough stretch. Remember a couple of years ago when the season was going sideways, like around this time of year, and then the calendar turned to February, and all of a sudden the team that everybody was going to kick to the curb got hot. I know it's different personnel 2 years ago, but having seen the movie before, I think I'd be a little hesitant to say that this year is a wrap. There's still half of a Big Ten season to go. Illinois does win it today, though, 61-51. When we continue, we'll check out the Big Ten Network out-of-town scoreboard. Back in a couple of minutes. This is Badger Basketball from Learfield.
Hello, music lovers. Tim the Polka Guy here to let you know the Sunshine Polka Party Variety Show is moving to a new time slot, 12 noon every Saturday. So join me for the best in old-time music every Saturday at 12 noon right here on the new WFHR 97.5 FM and AM 1320.
Farming is dangerous. There's dangers all around us.
We go through safety training and try and do these things to make sure accidents don't happen.
You don't want to hit a gas pipe because that's your life. The other part of it is if you hit certain things, you're liable for it.
FarmSafe 811 starts with you. Always call 811 and wait for any underground lines to be marked.
Always keep safety in the back of your mind. Just stay humble.
For more information, go to farmsafe811.org.
I'm looking at the phone lines. I'm seeing some familiar faces. Once in a minute, Gene of Eau Claire.
Well, welcome back, Matt. I really miss you. We've been missing getting woke every morning, but now we'll get woke in the afternoon.
Once in a minute, Andrew of Detroit.
Professor, it's so nice you're back. We missed you during your vacation, and I'm very happy to be in your class for the semester.
Thanks a lot for calling in. I appreciate all my callers.
Tune in to Matt Flynn Direct, Monday through Friday, 3 to 4 p.m.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio WFHR. Chance for snow tonight, otherwise overcast skies. Lows level off around 9 above. Northerly winds 8 to 15 miles per hour. A blend of clouds and sun tomorrow. Daytime highs approaching 13. A few flurries possible at times. Tomorrow night, lows level off around 3 below. Overcast skies. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently, it's 13.
This time next week, I'll be sick in bed with West Nile virus, thanks to a mosquito bite right in front of my house.
In 8 minutes, my daughter will be in an ambulance, having an asthma attack triggered by cockroaches.
I'm going to be bitten by a tick today. I won't even know it until Lyme disease turns my life upside down.
Learn how to protect your family at pestworld.org.
A public service message from the National Pest Management Association and the CDC.
Pride.
Left corner three in the way. Got it.
Excellence.
Yes, it counts. And a foul.
Commitment.
Drops the hammer. Thank you and good night.
For Badgers, they're not just words. They're words to live by.
It's over. Let's have a party, Badger Nation.
This is your radio home for the Badgers.
Catch all the Badgers men's basketball action in the Big Ten this year right here on WFHR, locally grown radio, your home for Wisconsin sports.
Works, and it's been working for Northwestern. The role of playing is particularly important in the terms of the connection you have on defense, and that's why they've been so tough to score against.
And that's one of the interesting things as we evolve in college athletics, accepting those roles, because it is easy to transfer now, and that's but they have a really good mix going in Evanston, and they're you've got, you know, Max Klesman certainly as a transfer has been really good at Wisconsin. You know, Kamari is learning on the go, but Tom Izzo has talked about that, like moving forward, getting teams and getting players to accept that you might not be the guy, but you are a really important component to a team's success.
There's a learning curve for everybody with this transfer portal.
Yeah.
And we're not sure what it's going to look like a year from now, to be honest.
Yeah, transfer portal, NIL, collective, all of that, the business of sports and the business of it really ramping up at the college level. Illinois 61, Wisconsin 51. More to come as we continue with the Wisconsin Four Dealers postgame show. Back in a couple. This is Badger Basketball from Learfield.
Some companies are very standoffish or very afraid to get directly involved with the repair process. So we will physically take our phone, call the guy we know that can do it, and say, hey, I'm standing at this address. I need somebody to come over here and pull this limb out of this house. A lot of companies won't do that.
A West Bend claims representative on handling a claim.
And we bring that sense with us that we can fix it. That's the biggest thing we do for them.
West Bend, the worst brings out our best. Visit thesilverlining.com to find out more.
Every time you use LRS, Wisconsin's local waste and recycling leader is a guaranteed slam dunk. When it comes to great service and competitive pricing, LRS is the industry champion. LRS offers its valued Wisconsin customers services such as roll-off dumpster rental and portable restrooms that are perfect for any construction renovations or outdoor events. Choose the local team with the highest level of customer service and the right equipment to fit the needs of your business, construction site, or home. Partner with LRS today and call for a quote at 844-WI-TRASH.
We believe in education. We believe in public schools. At WEA Member Benefits, we believe in helping Wisconsin public school employees and their families achieve their financial goals by providing personal insurance, retirement and investment, and financial planning programs that are designed specifically for the education community. WEABenefits.com.
What keeps you coming back? Is it the ability to finally get away? Or is it that you can play big and win big? Or maybe it's because it's the perfect place to be the best version of you. At Ho-Chunk Gaming Wisconsin Dells, the grown-up getaway keeps you coming back.
Rail Transport is a proud sponsor of the Badgers. Based in Wisconsin for 60 years, Rail offers truck drivers a variety of driving jobs earning top wages. No CDL? No problem. Get paid to get your CDL with Rail's premier on-the-job paid training program. We're also seeking top talent for driver and customer support positions, including maintenance technicians. To see all the career opportunities at Rail and how you can take home more and be home more, visit rail.jobs. That's rail.jobs.
Hi, I'm Sean Cleary. I'd like to take a quick 30 seconds and talk to you about the most important part of a Cleary building, the foundation. Without it, you won't be able to stand the test of time. At Cleary, our foundation is made up of some truly amazing people. Our Cleary family rises to the challenge every day, and it shows when that shamrock is applied. So if you are looking for a new challenge in our all-new corporate office or out on the construction site, join the Cleary family today by clicking on careers at clearybuilding.com.
Badger Basketball has been brought to you by Ho-Chunk Gaming Madison and Ho-Chunk Gaming Wisconsin Dells, proud casino partners of UW Athletics, and by UW Health Sports Medicine, treating the Badgers, treating you. Now back to the Badger Postgame Show.
Postgame Show continues. We are joined courtside by Badgers head coach Greg Gard. Greg, Mike, and I were talking before you came out here. You know, maybe many things factor into the result, but it seemed like when both Tyler and Stevie got in the foul trouble, did the complexion of the game just change?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, we can't have those two guys, you know, on the bench. You know, they're our primary guys, two of our three best players, and guys with most experience. So, you know, Tyler had to play, 5 minutes in the first half and picked up two more at the first 5 minutes of the second half. And that's, you know, not only throws him out of rhythm, it throws our whole team out of rhythm because he needs to be on the floor. And same thing with Steve, you know, to finish out the first half on the bench. And, you know, against a good team, you have to have your best players on the floor.
It seemed that turned the momentum of the game when Crowell picked up his fourth. You had to play Wall with his fourth, and then they went on that big run.
Yeah, they did. They took advantage of it. You know, like I said, then there's things within the four fouls for each of them that are controllable and fixable. And as I tell them, you know, there's going to be physical play. There's going to be those type of calls. But we have a tendency to pick up at times unnecessary fouls, whether we're, you know, jumping a little jumpy on a shot fake or close out too hard to somebody and get in and bump them, break our barrier to them. So, because all those things add up. And with both of them, like I said, they pick up a couple of those, and then you add in the other physical play fouls that normally are going to happen naturally. And again, they spend too much time over by me.
Well, on a better note, Max Klesmit returns here today, 34 plus minutes.
Yeah.
You could look at the box score, and then he also, like, with two charges, right? That he drew 12 and 8.
Yeah.
He knows no other gear other than to floor it.
Yeah, and you know, for the most part, I was happy with, we got our defensive identity back. Other than that, there's a stretch in the second half about the 10 minute mark where they go on a run. Other than that, I liked that component. We've been missing that. We didn't have that at Maryland. We didn't have that at Northwestern. Max is a piece of that. I mean, the job he did on Shannon, I thought, was terrific. But we've got to be a good defensive team for 40 minutes, not 32. Can't take an 8 or 9 minute break. And then offensively, obviously, specifically the first half, neither team looked like we could put the ball in the basket. It was, you talk about frustrating. I mean, I'm sure it was for Brad too. But you know, 3 for 15 in the paint. Second half, we were a little better, but. There's some things positively we have to take from this, and we got a lot of basketball left to play, and take a couple days here to rest up and get healthy before we get ready for Ohio State next week.
Growing pains are not always pretty, but they're inevitable. When you see what Illinois has been able to do, not once but twice with Connor Asijan, he's got to be able to learn from this.
Yeah, that's the key with him is, yeah, the offense is great that he provides, but we can't be so porous defensively. And you know, he's got a long ways to go. He's come a long ways, but he's got a long ways to go defensively. And it's, you know, it's targeted now. I mean, it's, film is out. Coaches study film just as much as we do, and you know, they're isolating him and challenging him, and he's got to get better at meeting that challenge, and not specifically in dribble penetration. Part of it will happen over, not going to happen by tomorrow. He's going to have to get bigger, stronger. He's not big and strong enough yet to withstand some of the physical play when the ball gets put on the floor. But you know, and then he struggled offensively too. And you know, that's, we need him to make some shots. But probably more importantly, he's got to get better defensively.
Final thought. You know, we talked a couple of days ago. I know it was addressed with the local media about, this is a really tough week for Chucky with losing his friend a year ago this week. The second half, I know you had a chance to speak with him a little bit, just you two, but it seemed like in the second half, it's like, that's Chucky.
Yeah, he got back a little bit, got the ball to go in, the one that he was flying into me. And, you know, sometimes that's what it takes, just get something to go in so you get some positive, you know, feelings about it. Because I know he's struggling with, you know, the events of a year ago with his friend back home. And so, but it was good to see him second half get going a little bit. And now we got to like I said, we were halfway through. We learned from all this and get everybody here healthy and ready to go and get ready for the second half.
Yeah, get them rested and then get them back in there.
Yep.
Appreciate your time.
All right, thanks guys.
All right, that's Badgers head coach Greg Gardy, Illinois, a winner here this afternoon, 61-51. We'll take a break. Back with more in a moment. This is Badger basketball from Learfield.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio WFHR. Chance for snow tonight, otherwise overcast skies. Lows level off around 9 above. Northerly winds 8 to 15 miles per hour. A blend of clouds and sun tomorrow. Daytime highs approaching 13. A few flurries possible at times. Tomorrow night, lows level off around 3 below. Overcast skies. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently, it's 13.
I'm slapping the bass, man. I slap it up here, I slap.
I love you, man.
I love you too, man.
It's great.
It's great. It's great. Slapping the bass. And that was an excellent, excellent drop. E, thank you very much.
You know, folks, if we were not as much of a, you know, maybe if we didn't have such a high moral standard in this culture, we would probably take Paul Rudd and grind him up and figure out what the secret to longevity is. Because that man has been 30 or 40 for like 40 or 50 years.
Yeah. Oh, I'm thrilled. Ant-Man and the Wasp, Quantumania. Oh, I'm looking forward to it. So,
did you watch She-Hulk, Attorney at Law?
Oh, yeah. Man,
I just saw the Mr. Immortal episode.
Nice. Nice.
This guy, to fill everybody in, this guy, he doesn't die. He just continues to live. And, you know, he continues to throw himself into traffic or get into accidents where he dies to go and get out of the marriages he's
in. Yeah, I was going to say, he has many marriages. And to get out of them, he fakes his death because he's immortal. So by participating in an accident that looks like he would die, he just walks it off after he's done.
Fun fact that that guy, Mr. Immortal, is played by David Pasquazi, who's one of the 2-3 best improvisers alive on this planet. If you ever have a chance to be in New York or Chicago when the TJ and Dave show is playing, you have to go see it because it is a once-in-a-lifetime opportunity every time you see it, and they are the two best improvisers I've ever seen in my entire life. They have made me cry, they have made me laugh, and I've been amazed every time I've seen them.
Nice. I did not know that. I thought it was a trip. A lot of people commentating on She-Hulk, Attorney at Law, saying that it was not either based in the comics or a good show in general. And I think those people are all wrong on both accounts.
So. Oh, for sure. It's a different tone than a lot of the Marvel things, but it works perfectly.
But it's also very funny when people, because yes, you and I are now talking heads, but everybody's got a platform. They can go on social media, critique things, and everybody's like, I don't like when She-Hulk does the Deadpool thing and then breaks the fourth wall, and then you find out that oh, the She-Hulk comic was doing that before Deadpool was doing it. Oh, weird. Interesting. So tell me more why you don't like it then. And then when you really start to pull on that thread, you get to a pretty common denominator on a lot of those folks of why they're saying they don't like She-Hulk.
Which is also one of the major themes of the show itself, which is fantastic because it's you know what, if you don't like the show, there's a really good reason why. For the most part, it's probably talking about you. Anyway, that was a tangent we got onto.
That's okay. I will always entertain.
We are doing tangents. It's the important thing.
I'll entertain a Marvel tangent any day of the week. Day ends and Y, I'm there with you. So,
all right. Let's go see Quantumania and then talk about the physics involved.
Well, the PIM particle physics are a very fascinating thing to begin with, but
It involves why gravity is just a theory and not a law.
Yes, folks. Let's get back to the headlines here in Wisconsin, though. We'll save those conversations for maybe another day. Because yes, the Great Lakes are warming, but here in Wisconsin, you know, Brian, there's other more important matters that need to be discussed besides the Great Lakes ecosystem being allowed to meander, allow the jet stream to meander.
Jet stream meander. That couldn't be bad at all.
This one, to be honest, I saw it and I thought I had to do a double take to make sure it wasn't an Onion headline.
Is it horse loving? Is it horse loving?
It's not horse loving, but it's adjacent to that because, again, another story over at the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel, Wisconsin Supreme Court to rule on court ordered ivermectin for COVID-19.
I'm going to need you to read that sentence out loud once again, just because a human being that is paid to write sentences wrote it, and it must be noteworthy. So to be a headline. So read this again.
Wisconsin Supreme Court to rule on court-ordered ivermectin for COVID-19. Did not have it on my 2023 bingo card that we were going to be reading anything about.
That was 2 years ago, bingo ivermectin card.
Yeah, it is a flash from the past because we had this conversation. I don't know if we had it on the airwaves, Brian, but I know we've definitely discussed this story off air if we did not include it in a show back in what it would have been. 2021.
We've been on the air for 2 decades. It's fine. I don't know. And it's fine. It works for George Santos. I'll just say whatever comes to my head. It's fine.
Oh, we got some George Santos tangents to come up, but maybe we'll get to those in a little bit.
Oh, yeah. That's a fun thing. It's a Mad Lib. Your participation if you want.
You just fill in whatever you're thinking about and just say, well, work for George Santos.
Yeah. we'll get into that a little bit. Let's keep going on the actual subject at hand.
Written up by Corey Hess over at the Journal Sentinel. The Wisconsin Supreme Court is deciding whether a hospital should have been forced to give a patient ivermectin to treat COVID-19, a ruling that will have implications on how far the court can intervene in the decisions of healthcare providers. So the Supreme Court heard oral arguments in the case Gall v. Aurora Health on Tuesday of this week, Brian.
So in all of our discussions about the race for Supreme Court, a lot of that has been centered around whether we should elect our officials or have them appointed, because to be a Supreme Court justice usually, I don't know, should carry a little bit of weight with it. And also maybe you should have a little bit of a quote unquote grasp of the law to really understand it. But that hasn't really happened with a couple of justices. I think of former Justice Gableman not understanding how elections work, yet he was elected.
His words.
I'm not making up stuff, guys.
No.
Point is that if we already have a question on the Supreme Court whether they are good enough to be justices, what makes us think that they are really good at determining outcomes for, let's say, prescribing medication that the FDA hasn't approved?
Well, this is about forcing a healthcare provider to provide that medication if they were not the individuals that prescribed said medication. So, reading from the piece, when Alan Gall's uncle, John Zingsheim, was put on a ventilator in October 2021 due to the complications from COVID-19, he got a prescription for ivermectin from a doctor not associated with Aurora Medical Center Summit, where his uncle was hospitalized. When doctors at Aurora refused to provide and administer the drug, Gall sued. As you point out, the Food and Drug Administration has not approved the use of ivermectin to prevent or treat COVID-19 infections and has warned users about its potential risks to those who are infected.
You know, just like George Santos, I went to Harvard Law, and I have some insight here on this. This whole argument really pretty much comes down to the fact that they chose to be at Aurora in the first place. Because I know that when you become hospitalized and go into an emergency room, you have choices. That's what the American healthcare system provides you, so much choice. So if they had wanted to have ivermectin, they should have shopped around to all the hospitals they have at their disposal and looked around to find the right healthcare that they would... Oh, wait, no, we have a healthcare system that would basically screw this guy anyway. Oh, that's good. That's probably probably the people who are trying to push for ivermectin are the same people who made sure that we never have, you know, universal health care, which probably would have maybe helped out in the first place in this entire thing to begin with, stopping him from maybe being vulnerable to COVID-19 in the first place. But again, I'm going a little bit down the way. I'm going down to my medical background because I also got a PhD. It's fine. It's nothing big. It's just a little thing I did on the weekend. George Santos was a classmate of mine. We studied
associate professor, I thought. I thought he was teaching you. I thought Santos taught you.
We studied together, but he actually learned so much. He got promoted to teacher's assistant. They actually gave him the degree, and he left the university a little bit early.
Was that before or after his time in Brazil? Timelines get a little messy when you start pulling on the George Santos thread.
No, it's hard because the guy invented a teleportal system, and I didn't know where on the timeline he actually went through it.
And Paul Rudd as Ant-Man really helped out with that one, I think.
Oh, yeah. That's
from what I heard.
You didn't know George Santos actually is Paul Rudd?
I just heard they were best friends.
Exactly.
Exactly.
Well, exactly. Just like Kent and Superman.
Giving a little bit more of the timeline of how this case now is before the Wisconsin Supreme Court. The Waukesha County Circuit Court ordered the hospital to give Zingsheim the ivermectin. Yes. But then the judge revised his order saying Gall would have to supply the drug and a doctor to administer it, according to Wisconsin Public Radio. The case then went...
Like you do from your emergency bed.
The case then went to the Court of Appeals District 2, where the majority concluded that the court had no legal authority to force Aurora Health to administer the drug.
Why would you? Why would anybody have the legal authority to tell...
If one of their medical professionals was not the prescribing physician on the ivermectin prescription... Why would they be forced to administer the drugs that they don't believe treats the cause of the symptoms that led to the hospitalization? It does not make sense, Brian, to the point where, continuing on with the piece, the litigation center of the American Medical Association and state medical societies and Wisconsin Medical Society filed briefs with the Wisconsin Supreme Court urging the court to affirm the appellate court ruling that found the law doesn't give, quote, a patient or a patient's agent the right to force private hospitals or physicians to administer a particular treatment that they conclude is below the standard of care.
I think there's an obvious solution here, and I think they could just call up one senator from Kentucky and say, you know, how did you create your own board to basically certify yourself as a doctor? Because this man could create his own board to certify himself as a doctor and then prescribe himself the medication, and then he can take it. That's what Rand Paul did to
with
be an ophthalmologist.
Yeah.
Why not apply that same amazing logic?
Well, you don't even have to
ivermectin to go and game the system so that you can get forced to make yourself have horse paste. That's good.
You don't even have to go to Kentucky to do that. You could do that here in Wisconsin with the senior senator of our state as well, because he was the one pretty much promoting residents of Wisconsin to go and try other things. He said, why not try it? Just take a whole bunch of drugs.
I'm picturing someone with a tube, like kind of like the Ryan Reynolds movie where she's eating the toothpaste and she's just eating toothpaste the whole time. I just picture people with like mouths full of ivermectin and like slobber coming out, just ivermectin.
Well, you might not be able to catch him here in Wisconsin, though, because ask the senator about it, Senator Ron Johnson, because he does spend a lot of his time in Florida at his vacation home there.
It has to be 200 degrees there now.
No, it's very nice where he bought the multi-million dollar home down in Florida. I believe Fort Myers area, and that's where he was doing his media hits over on the Sunday shows when he got in a tizzy with Chuck Todd over the weekend. So you might have a hard time asking Senator Ron Johnson about it here in Wisconsin, but this is the ramifications of having a U.S. senator lobby individuals to take ivermectin, because then you get to the point where they're going and finding prescriptions from somebody not at the actual medical center where they're receiving treatment, but somebody that did sign off on that prescription for ivermectin. And now we have a court case where the medical societies here in Wisconsin are saying, please, Wisconsin Supreme Court, confirm the appellate court's ruling that says there is no authority for the state to enforce a healthcare provider to mandate something that it believes is below its standard of care to treat something that federal regulators have not cleared to treat what is the ailment, the disease, the COVID-19 infection.
Yeah, but, you know, that's the Republican way. Tell the doctors what they can and can't do because they're the medical experts. That's what they work with abortion, so it works out for everybody else because that works, right? By the way, this does jive. This does work hand in hand, like just beautifully, with the last major piece of legislation the Wisconsin legislature passed, and that was the anti-horse-loving bill. So very major legislation by the Republican Party here, and I think that's why we're going to be pushing for some more horse paste, because no horse-loving, but horse paste is fine. Forced horse-loving is a felony. But forced horse paste ingestion, that's the law.
That's weird.
No, it's the law.
Folks,
I know this because I, again, went to Harvard Law.
With George Santos. Folks, you're listening to Dueling Tangents with Luke and Brian. I'm Luke. He's Brian. We're going to get to the phone lines when we get back on the other side of this commercial break. If you want to share a tangent, 844-967-2789.
Paste it if you got it.
I don't care what drug will work. Try a bunch of them.
No word in the English language is less convincing than probably.
Are you sure we should get matching tattoos on our first date?
Sure. We'll probably stay together.
Probably? It's been 23 minutes since I ate. I can probably swim.
You should wait 30 minutes.
Okay, now tell me what to do. Cannonball! Cramp! Oh, I have a cramp. I can probably hit the green from here. Probably. Can I get a mulligan?
Ready to go?
Hey, are you sure you're okay to drive?
Yeah, I'm pretty sober. Yeah, I'm probably okay.
Probably okay isn't okay, especially when it comes to drinking and driving. If you're drinking, call a cab, a car, or a friend. Buzz driving is drunk driving. A message brought to you by NHTSA and the Ad Council.
If you're worried your friend may be struggling, remember, you don't have to be there to be there.
You can say how while you will get a fake tattoo. You can ask with an app if it works for you. You could write him a text or knit him a sweater. If you can't be together, you could write him a letter.
Whatever gets you talking. Whatever gets you talking.
You could chat on a game, kick off your flip-flops. You can ask on your couch while you binge watch. However you do it, you gotta ask a friend. And if they don't share, you can ask again.
Whatever gets you talking. Whatever gets you talking.
Reach out to a friend about their mental health. Learn how you can help at seizetheawkward.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council, American Foundation for Suicide Prevention, and the Jed Foundation.
You're tuned into your home for the Wisconsin Badgers on 97.5 FM and 1320 AM WFHR, locally grown radio.
Give me the flammable light, cold as a match, ready to strike. So here I go. Here lies a city on fire.
Welcome back to Dueling Tangents with Luke and Brian. I'm Luke Mathers. He's Brian Kelly. You're listening across Civic Media. If you want to learn more about what we're up to across the state of Wisconsin, head over to the website, civicmedia.us. You can check out podcasts of previous shows. You can learn more about the $1 million advertising giveaway, which we covered in the second segment earlier this show. And you can just learn maybe to sign up for updates on where our next stations may be popping up here in the great state of Wisconsin. And Brian,
you can go there to go and check out our $1 million ad giveaway.
I said that.
I know you really should. I just want to mention it again.
We can't mention enough. And do tell them, if you're signing up to learn more about the $1 million advertising giveaway, that Dueling Tangents with Luke and Brian sent you.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Most importantly, just don't choose Asgo's Wisconsin, because they apparently laid down a gauntlet and or threw down the hammer or some sort of phrase that really means that. And now we're totally in competition. Like, really.
We are the David really fighting against the three-hour Goliath of Haskell's Wisconsin.
Yeah.
That's what we're doing. Yeah.
Totally mean. Just cutthroat. That's all it is. In fact.
Brian, let's head over to the phone lines. We can get some tangents shared with us. We got Pizza Box Mike calling in. Pizza Box, what's on your mind today?
Wow, why are you guys so surprised about the ivermectin? I mean, the Republicans get everything straight from the horse's mouth. Or is it the other end? Wait a second here.
Are there flavors of ivermectin, or is it just liver?
Right, yeah. Oh, yeah, there's different flavors for sure. Kind of like the Soylent choices in the world.
Is it going to be like kids fluoride? You can give the bubble gum or the grape?
Well, they're already talking about that there's fetuses in our food supply now. Did you hear about that one? I mean, it just gets wackier every day, and people bite on it. But I was at the Capitol, and I wanted to – I mean, here's my tangent. The best way to avoid, Biden versus Trump is to not have it be Biden versus Trump again, okay?
Wait. No, wait, stop. My head might explode here. Are you really saying
WFHR,
that?
WFHR, Wisconsin Rapids, 1320 AM, and W248DE, broadcasting at 97.5 FM.